March in March, March 4th, 2013 in Sacramento. This was a peaceful protest and rally in support of higher education. The gathering place for this year's march was Sacramento's Raley Field. At 8 o'clock that morning, buses were arriving with students from many of the 112 colleges that make up the California Community College System. For a number of the people there, this Monday morning was the first real day of their spring break.
At 10 o'clock last night, we boarded a bus in Valley Glen. That's just an outskirt of Los Angeles. And we rode all night, and we got here about 4:30 in the morning.
We left at 9:30 exactly. And we got here around 4 o'clock, 4-ish. Yeah, 4-ish in the morning.
This is my first March, so I'm pretty excited. It was my first time on a plane, too. I was like, ah!
Almost everybody I talked to had seen the effects of the budget cuts at his or her school.
We don't even have winter sessions anymore at our school. We're getting limited on our summer courses.
I've seen a lot of classes get cut, like, for example, ceramics.
My twin brother wasn't able to get any classes, and he has to wait till next fall semester to attend school.
Students are hurting. We can see diversity diminishing with every increase in cost.
I have friends who are doctors, and they're in their 50s. They're still paying their loans.
We actually donated, and $800,000 came from donations from the community. And that's how we put on our 250 state-funded winter session classes.
Preparing to march at the head of 2013 March in March was Rich Copenhagen, president of the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. He talked about the two main issues that this year's March in March would be addressing.
The governor has suggested a cap on the number of units which students can take over their lifetime in community college of 90 units, which is actually pretty low. He's also talking about forcing adult ed on the community college system without the proper funding infrastructure to do so. And so we're worried that that'll disenfranchise all of our students who traditionally take adult education classes.
In fact, that 90-unit cap hits home pretty quickly to a science major, says PCC student Jason Carmen.
I'm just studying to be a geologist, and that's a high unit. Some of the schools require about 140 units, and that's way over the 90-unit limit. And if you want to get a waiver, you have to go through a board in Sacramento.
All right, 10 o'clock. We're going to march down towards the Capitol, and we're going to rally at West Steps. Yeah! Yeah! All right, that's how we do it.
As 10 o'clock approached that morning, Raley Field was a sea of students and faculty. And as ASPCC President Simon Fraser noted, PCC had an excellent showing.
Hey guys, we all made it. There's 25 more of us coming, and we're going to launch it until they join us, and then we're going to be 185 strong.
On hand was Jordan Orozco, AS Vice President for Cultural Diversity. When you were in studio before, you told me you were very optimistic about the future. What's the best outcome of today?
I think the best outcome is to know that we are making a change, especially, you know, it being a different year and being a new year, and, you know, some of our legislators are very new to the game. And I think this is the year we need to hit them, and this is why we have such a powerful student group together. This is going to be one amazing day, and I'm really excited to just send a positive message towards higher education.
And Fernando Becerra, AS Vice President for Campus Activities, brought a sense of fun to making a statement up in Sacramento.
What's with the Bears costume?
Well, I just kind of like how it's with California and our, like, on the flag, our Bears on the flag, so that's why. And plus it stands out a lot, which is what the whole point why we're here.
What brought you up to March in March?
Well, I noticed that the public colleges are getting a cut in classes and prices are going up, and I myself can't afford, if prices do go up, I won't be able to afford to go to school.
I thought it was just a perfect opportunity to build up attempts at doing something active, activism-wise.
Well, I came here to help support the funding of community colleges and other stuff, you know, and also, you know, because it's fun and awesome.
I just like the atmosphere and the idea, and it interested me that we could have this time to actually go up front and say what we want to say.
They think that college students, you know, they don't have the interest, they don't have enough of the motivation to go out and vote or to do something about the way our government's run. But I think being here, you know, it makes a statement. Even if we're just out there for a few hours, I think it shows the state, the legislature, whoever's involved in creating our budget, they'll be able to see that we do care and we do have the motivation to come out here and make our statement.
And then it was time to get going. Just ahead, the messages of March in March 2013. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio. What would be one statement you'd make to Governor Brown if you were here right now?
Pretty much what we're all trying to say, don't cut our funding because we need it.
If you could say one thing to Governor Brown, Mario, what would you say?
I said, Mr. Brown, we need your help. We need you to think about us. One day, who's going to be taking care of you when you get older? You know, we're students here. You know, I'm a nursing student personally, so if you can't take care of us now, who's going to be taking care of you later?
What would you say to the governor or any of the legislators right now if you had the ear of somebody who could make a difference?
I would say, we're your future. Don't limit us to doing what we could do. Go ahead and give us what we need, the supplies that needed that we need to survive to succeed.
What do we want? When do we want it? Now. What do we want?
March in March 2013 was a peaceful protest in support of higher education, a step towards a number of important goals, and one more reason to be proud of PCC. Students from community colleges all over the state were present on March 4th, 2013, as groups gathered in Sacramento's Raley Field and prepared for the 10 o'clock march to the Capitol building and the rally that would happen in support of higher education. And a record number of PCC students took a bus up to Sacramento and rode all night to participate.
We are going to be at the front of the march right now, and we're going to be marching with this thing, and we're going to be saying to everyone that we care about higher education. Right?
The thing to which ASPCC President Simon Fraser is referring is a banner that says March for Higher Education.
That we want to have a degree, a transfer, a CTE, whatever it is we want to do, we want to get out of the community college system and get into our lives.
And indeed, when the march did leave that morning at 10 o'clock, PCC was at the very head of it, right behind that banner. And once the group arrived at the steps of the Capitol building, a rally started.
Let us march with the spirit of UC students who in the fall of 2011 stopped at 81% being white. Let us march with the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who has stated, "We who engage in nonviolent direct action are not the creators of tension. We merely bring to the surface the hidden tension that is already alive."
Among the speakers was Senator Noreen Evans. In February of this year, she introduced SB 241. This was a bill that would impose a severance tax on oil producers and fund higher education in California.
Oil companies year after year have record profits and take our oil from our soil in the state. This will finally tax them for doing that. We are the only oil producing in the United States that does not tax oil companies. This bill will produce $2 million or more per year to fund higher education.
And Speaker Will Bruce, current president of the California Community College Educational Opportunity Program Student Association, reminded the audience just how far-reaching the effects of community college can be.
When I came to the community college, I was a single father on welfare. I received the help from the program called EOPS. Is EOPS? Now I'm the EOPS Association president and director of EOPS at Allen Hancock College. I have two sons at the community college. One to today with you what marching with you.
The rally concluded with a reminder. Copenhagen said, March and March 2013 was only the beginning.
Throughout the year, the single most important thing that students can do is talk about it. You talk about the issues with your family, with the students at your college, with your teachers. You talk about it with your local legislators and go make legislative visits. And the critical thing is to escalate the conversation. I would say that the most important thing is to talk about it, especially when you're going and talking to your legislators.
In fact, a group of students from PCC had had a scheduled meeting with legislators that morning, and Associated Students Vice President for External Affairs John Fraser said it had gone very well.
We brought up census accounting practices and the 90-unit cap for the Board of Governors. The lobby committee members next to me, Kelly, Mimi, and Anthony, also helped out, like brought four different kinds of points, and we ended up just having like a really fruitful discussion with the education staffer for Senator Ed Hernandez.
What's the next step?
The next step is following up.
I'm studying psychology. I want to eventually go into education and have my own nonprofit to advocate education for children in Mexico.
Melody, what's your dream with a psych major?
My dream is to counsel youth and children so they could have a better life and better education.
My dream is my unrealistic dream, Steven Spielberg, want to be him. More realistic dream, work in a movie.
And my dream basically is, at this point I'm a biochemistry student, and my goal is to attain my degree in Bachelor's of Science in biochemistry and then hopefully take the MCAT.
What'd you think about today's March in March?
I think it was amazing, and if this keeps going on, we're going to change a lot of things for the better.
This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.